This is a beautiful hymn, and also it is a hymn of prayer.
这真是一个美好的诗歌，它也是一个祷告的诗歌。
The psalmist who wrote this song with earnest desire to know more about Jesus.
写这首诗的诗人，他真是有一颗心，愿意更多的认识基督。
And just like Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 3, he said,
就如同使徒保罗他在腓立比书第三章，他说
3:8, he said he count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord.
他说不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ.
我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
Today in the second hour we have the time open up for brothers and sisters who went on the journey of to walk on the footsteps of Apostle Paul.
我们这个第二个小时是一个公开的时间，来邀请那些参加了今年研习之旅的弟兄姐妹。
But you know why Paul was obedient, was not disobedient to the heavenly vision, because he has earnest desire to know more about Christ Jesus.
我们知道保罗他没有违背了天上来的意象，因为他更多的愿意认识基督。
So let's just sing stanza one once again.
我们再唱一次第一节。
Stanza one.277,
277首。
Dear Heavenly Father, how we thank you and praise you.
我们在天上的父，我们何等感谢赞美你。
Lord, we worship you for your beloved Son who died on our behalf on the cross.
我们敬拜你，因为你的儿子为了我们的缘故死在十字架上。
Dear Lord, we thank you so much for giving us this privilege that we can come to remember and to give you thanks.
谢谢主赐给我们这样的权利，我们能够一同来敬拜，一同来赞美。
As we partake your bread and cup, Lord, we are once again reminded how you loved us to the uttermost.
主，我们领受了饼杯，主，我们真是再一次认识你如何的爱我们到底。
And we come to your presence, we pray that you will bless this time that, Lord, as we have an open sharing time.
主，我们再一次来到你的同在面前，主，求主，这是恩待我们底下分享的时间。
Lord, may you reveal yourself even more to us.
求主更多的把你自己向我们显现。
That we can know more and more of Jesus.
我们可以更多的认识耶稣。
In your precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名求。
Amen. Amen. Let's just read one portion of scripture.
我们就读一节经文。
Please turn with me to Acts chapter 26.
我们翻到使徒行传二十六章。
Acts chapter 26, verse 19 to verse 20,
19 and 20. 26章的19跟20节。
Therefore, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision, but declared first to those in Damascus, then in Jerusalem, and throughout all the region of Judea, and also to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God, performing these in keeping with their repentance.
亚基帕王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的意象。 现在大马士革，后在耶路撒冷和犹太全地，以及外邦，劝勉他们应当悔改，归向神，行事与悔改的心相称。
And what was Apostle Paul's declaration?
使徒保罗的宣告是什么呢？
Let's read verse 23.
我们读23节。
That the Christ must suffer, and that by being the first to rise from the dead, He would proclaim life both to our people and to the Gentiles.
就是基督必须受害，并且应从死里复活，要首先把光明的道传给百姓和外邦人。We
know that in the past 2 weeks or so, a group of brothers and sisters who went on the trip to walk on the footsteps of Apostle Paul.
我们知道有两个礼拜的时间。 我们当中有一些弟兄姐妹，他们就行在保罗的脚中。
But we know why Paul was sent by the Holy Spirit to the Gentiles to preach the risen Lord.
所以我们知道保罗他如何被派，要被差遣去传福音给外邦人。
It is because he was not disobedient to the heavenly vision that he saw on the road to Damascus.
因为他没有违背那从天上来的异象，乃是他在去大马色的路上看见的异象。
Jesus Christ, who is the head of the church and his body, is on the earth.
他认识基督是教会的头，他的身体在这个地上。
And when he was persecuting Christians, in fact, he was persecuting the Lord.
当他迫害基督徒的时候，他其实是在迫害基督。And
because he was touching the body of Christ.
因为他触到了基督的身体。And
the one who was persecuting the church and later become the one who was persecuted.
迫害基督的，他后来成为了一个自己被迫害的人。
And in the end, he was martyred for his beloved Lord.
最后他就为他所爱的主殉道。So
we know that a group of brothers and sisters and many young brothers and sisters went on the trip.
我们知道许多弟兄姐妹，包括很多年轻的弟兄姐妹，去了筵席之旅。
So we are very, very looking forward to their sharing us. Through then, how the Lord will reveal even more Himself to us.
所以我们非常的盼望可以听到他们的分享，也盼望主能够更多的来向我们显现。
As they went on the trip to Turkey and to Greece and even back to Italy, Rome.
就如同他们经过了土耳其，经过了希腊，还有最后在罗马。And
we see how faithful Apostle Paul is.
我们就看见使徒保罗他的忠心。So
like always, we would like to limit the sharing time to 10 minutes.
我们通常就是把分享我们
And we encourage our brothers and sisters to not wait and just come up. And we really want to dedicate this time solely to those who went on the trip.
所以我们愿意鼓励弟兄姐妹很快的就上来，不要再等待别人。我们愿意这段时间是完全就是分享这一次的研习之旅。
But when time is 10 minutes, I will gently raise a time card to remind you.
所以到了10分钟我会提醒你。
弟兄姐妹们，感谢主，我叫 Marsha。
Brothers and sisters, thank the Lord. My name is Marsha.
这一次在这个研习之旅开始的时候啊，当我一看到这个 Michael， 就是我先讲一下，我从2004年开始参加研习之旅。
So first of all, I've been coming, joining this study tour since 2004.
然后几乎在那之后，每一年几乎没有一个研习之旅是我错过的。
I have almost never missed a single one since 2004.
然后呢，这个研习之旅有一些是陈弟兄跟Michael 弟兄，英国的 Michael 弟兄合办的，有一些是陈弟兄跟中国的或是别的地方的旅行团合办的。
So, all these years, some of them will be our brother Christian Chen joining effort with Michael from England, or our brother Christian Chen joining effort with some other traveling agency in China.
但是不管是陈弟兄怎么办这些研习之旅，我都是喜欢参加，因为我觉得这对我来说是一个活动的特会。
So however the event happens to me, I always like to join the study tour because I feel like it's a moving conference.
那我认识 Michael 弟兄也差不多有20年了。
So I have known brother Michael for 20 years.
那跟他之间也我们共同的合作了搭配了一些不同的服饰。
And we have served together for many different services.
那这次他给我的使命呢，就是帮他把80多公斤的研习之旅手册带到我们要去研习之旅的地方。
So this time the task for he gave to me was to help him carry a 80 plus or minus kilo.
所以80多公斤差不多是176磅，176磅。
So it's roughly 176 pounds.
那所以当我知道这件事情以后呢，我就在我们周二的祷告会里提出来为这个事情祷告。
So when I heard about this, I mentioned it at our prayer meeting on Tuesday night.
那时候大概是在研习之旅出发的前7个礼拜左右。
So that was 7 weeks before the studying day.
后来呢，当我知道我看到名单有我们好多儿童班长大的要去，而且很多是第一次去的，我就是说当他们就说自从我提出要祷告以后，每次周二他们就会问我说还有什么要带祷的。
So since I brought that up at Tuesday night, every week, brother and sister will ask me, is there anything else for you to pray for the tour?
后来就要求的在带祷的就是为我们这些年轻的儿童班长大的第一次去的祷告。
So then I also requested that we pray for all those young ones who I have seen them since Sunday school, now they're going to the tour for the first time.
然后当时呢，有100多个中国大陆的弟兄姐妹们，他们想要申请这个申根签证，申请不到，然后又为这个祷告。
At that time, there were roughly 100 brothers and sisters from China wanted to apply for the Schengen visa, but they couldn't, so we were praying for that as well.
所以为了这个祷告，差不多5个礼拜，那时候我知道 Michael 弟兄跟一些服侍的姐妹在为这个申请啊，已经搞得晚上都几乎没有办法睡觉了。
So for 5 weeks we were praying, and we also know that our brother Michael who was helping in application for this, it was very difficult for him to the point that he doesn't even have time to sleep.
And the serving sisters also.
And the serving sisters also.
那反正就是后来决定了，就是只有剩下10个人，他们是可以有申根签证的。
So at the end, it turned out that 10 of them could have the Schengen.
10多个，但是有10个人呢，他们是走完土耳其，他们就不能够再继续走希腊之后的行程了。
So these 10, they only were able to enter Turkey, and they cannot go past Turkey and follow us into Greece and Rome.
那所以呢 ，Michael 弟兄就特别为这些弟兄姐妹们着想，就是在行程之前呢，安排了3天的行程，让他们能够参加小亚细亚的7个教会。
So for them, our brother Michael specially arranged three days before the study tour that they can go around Minor Asia in Turkey so that they can see a little bit more.
然后呢，在那个他们结束的时候，他就要求我把他们带到伊斯坦堡，让他们能够再旅游一天，然后就送他们回家。
So when that was done, when is Istanbul before the trip?
所以他们在希腊的那一部分，在土耳其那部分的结束的时候， 当我们整个团要去希腊的时候、
okay.
Michael 让他们额外的去伊斯坦堡一天去玩然后把他们送回家
Okay, so then when they had to leave at the point of Turkey, Michael told me to bring this group of 10 brothers and sisters to have one extra day at Istanbul before they return home to China.
但是我今天要见证的是神怎么样用一点神机骑士帮我们把这手册带出去。
So today my testimony is how God using his miraculous power allowing us to bring all these pamphlets out.
Not pamphlet, booklet.
Booklet, yes.
然后
booklet, yes.
我比大因为我也被邀请参加这个行前的七个教会的旅程。
So I was also part of the Minor Asia, seven churches in Minor Asia trip.
所以呢，我在大家出发以前的前两天，我就在英国跟 Michael 弟兄会合。
So before the trip, 2 days before, I was in England. I met up with Brother Michael.
然后呢，我帮他，我们两个一起去买了四个行李箱。
So the two of us bought four luggages.
大两个大的，两个小的。
Two large, two small.
然后另外又多了一个小的，是他自己带来的。
And he himself has a small one.
这些只是装手册用的。
And all that is just to hold the booklet.
那这不算我们自己的行李，我们自己还有行李。
So that is not our luggage. On top of that, we have our own luggage.
然后呢，我们花了时间买了行李箱呢，就想办法把怎么样把这个手册这样摆那样摆，怎么样摆进去。
So then we took time to figure out how to play Tetris to fit everything in.
然后 Michael 弟兄他很小心，他还跟我说，这个纸是几号的纸，这个边要留多少的边，这个圈圈要有金属的圈圈就不会压烂，然后这个全封面要有塑胶，封面要够厚，后面也要用塑胶底，所以这书就不会烂。他讲了一大堆，因为这是他印，他特别精心印的这些。
So Brother Michael was very particular even with the paper type and not pressing down on the spring on the side for binding and then the cover, the plastic cover, everything he has to be very particular and careful so nothing goes wrong.
所以总之我们就是弄好了行李就是好多好多行李。
So we had a lot of luggage.
然后呢我们就出这个英国的时候呢他不准我拿任何的行李。我说你拿大的，我拿小的，那我们就速度很快，很有效率嘛。他说不行。
So when we were leaving England, he also wouldn't let me hold any luggages. He said he will deal with it because it's a lady. So I thought I will help.
他说我是英国人。他说我是英国人，我让你女人在我后面拿行李，我会很没面子。
He said I'm a British gentleman. I cannot allow a lady walking behind me carrying luggage for me.
但是我也很不忍心，因为他是长辈，他年纪比我大很多，要他拿所有的行李，我也很不好意思。
But I felt really bad because he is elderly to me and he's carrying a lot of luggages behind me and I can't even help him.
所以呢，当我们在这个英国出关的时候呢，他每个行李拿上去，结果他虽然事先买了预付的加重的行李费用，他居然还又超重，又要罚钱。
So even though when we were going through the airport, even though Brother Michael already bought extra weight limit, at the end it turned out that we are still over the limit and we still had to pay extra.
然后呢，我们就是要从英国飞到伊斯坦堡，然后在伊斯坦堡再坐一个另外一个当地的飞机到士美拿。
So we had to flew from England to Istanbul and then flew from Istanbul to.Izmir.
那结果呢，神就是给我们有一个小的奇迹。
So God worked his miracle.
我们从伊斯坦堡出机舱的时候。
So when we left the airport, when we came out of the airport at Istanbul.
我那时候在网上看到伊斯坦堡新盖好的那个机场啊，它从最远的一点到另一点是2公里。
So I saw that at the new airport at Istanbul, because it's new, from one end to the other end is 2 kilometers.
没有火车，没有车子载你，全都要用走的。
There's no train, no express bus, nothing. You have to walk.
那结果呢？我跟 Michael 弟兄出了那个机舱，就是坐手扶电梯要下去拿行李的时候。
So when we were coming down the escalator to the luggage place.
我们看到电梯口站了一个男人，他推着一个旅馆拿行李的大车。
So we saw that there is a porter luggage person for a hotel porter standing right next to the carousel.
你想在机场谁会把个旅馆拿行李的大车拿进去？
We are very surprised who will bring what you typically see at a hotel of something that carries luggage to be at the airport.
他这个人就拿着这大车，面对着我们的下来的电梯，就这样面对着我们，就站在那个地方。
He was literally standing right at the escalator, facing us as we're coming down the escalator.
然后我就跟 Michael 说：“你看到那个人吗？”
I told Michael, "Did you see that guy?"
那他说我也看到了。
He said, "Yes, I also saw the guy."
结果下了电梯以后，就问他说：“可不可以帮我们拿行李？”
So when we went down, we asked him if he is able to help us.
这个人马上就答应了。
And he said yes right away.
就带我们去那个拿行李的那个转转的地方。
So then we walked to the carousel.
他帮我们把所有的行李都拿出来。
He helped us to take all the luggage out.
很小心的从重的放到轻的，就堆得满满的一个大车。
And so from the heaviest at the bottom and lightest on top, and he stuffed his entire cart.
然后呢？接下来就帮我们把我们所有的行李推到下一个飞机要登机的地方。
Then he helped us to roll all of our luggage to our next entry point.
然后到了我们登下一个登机的地方，他帮我们把所有的行李都放上那个要进入下一个飞机要那个量行李的那个。
He also helped us to put all of our luggage down on the belt to load into the.
然后呢 ，Michael 弟兄谢谢他，就给了他一个很大很大的小费。
So our brother Michael was so grateful for him, so he gave him a very generous tip.
我不讲多少，但是那个人拿到了以后，他几乎要哭了。
I when he received it, he almost was going to cry.
然后呢，这个给我们就是要每个行李量重量的那个开票员呢。也不算重量，就让他全都过了。
So somehow at the check-in counter, the lady who was supposed to, the person who was supposed to give us weight all the luggages for some reason just let all of our luggages go.
所以就看到真的神带来了应时的帮助。
So we can see that God was giving us timely help.
而且这也是大家祷告得到的回应。
And it is a response to all of our prayers.
所以我这就在跟大家分享，这是大家祷告的结果。
So I want to share with everyone of our result of our prayer.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
So we were going to share a hymn, but we'll save it for a youth group time later, but we're just going to show a short video of the overview of the church.
Thank you.
So we praised God for 2 weeks of a wonderful time to follow the footsteps of the Apostle Paul.
感谢主, 我们有两周的时间, 能够跟随保罗的脚踪。
So as Marcia mentioned earlier, there were, to begin with, 129 brothers and sisters.
那马雪姊妹也提到我们有129位的弟兄姊妹。
We traveled in three buses throughout the Turkey, Greece, and Italy.
我们有用三辆的大巴来旅行,那经过了土耳其、希腊和意大利。
And the schedule is very packed. And every night when we arrived at the hotel, we were given three times. Three different times.
我们都很晚才能行程很满，我们都晚上到的时候，我们都会有给三个时间。
One is your wake up time the next morning.
一个是你明天起床的时间。The
second is the breakfast time.
那第二个是你的早餐时间。And
the third is the departure time.
那第三就是你要离开这个地方的时间。And
I realized that you really have to be very disciplined to be in this tour.
那我就意识到你参加这个旅行，你要很有受这个管教。And
so I really felt that we were like an army marching through this study tour.
那我就觉得我们参加这个研习之旅，好像一支军队那样在那里旅行。
I think this tour really opens many of our eyes on reading God's words, especially in the book of Acts.
那我想这个研习之旅帮助我们很多人打开这个眼睛来看圣经，特别是讲到使徒行传。
And some would know the book as the Acts of the Apostles.
他们知道使徒行，我们中文翻译就是使徒行传。
But we also know it truly is the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
那我们也知道这本书其实应该也是圣灵行传。
How the Holy Spirit would direct the footsteps of His apostle.
因为是圣灵引导使徒们的脚步。
So I think we all were brought back to the time even of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came down and the church was formed.
我们好像就被带回了那个时间，就是五旬节的时候，当圣灵降下，教会诞生。
And how the Holy Spirit would lead the church in its early growth.
那圣灵也在那起初的时候带领那教会来长大。
I think you saw in the slides something called the Via Appia, which is an ancient way in Italy.
那刚才的视频里面可以看到有条路，它是叫做 Via Appia, 就是亚比乌大道。And
so we actually broke bread on the Via Appia near Rome.
我们就在这条大道靠近罗马的地方，在那里掰饼纪念主。It
was an ancient road that the Romans used to move their armies quickly through Italy.
那是当时罗马帝国建的一个这种道路，来快速的运他们的军队。So
that they have control and they can conquer in their empire.
那这样他们能够来管制他们整个帝国。But
it's so amazing that God used the same ancient path to allow Paul to walk on that Via Appia to preach the gospel to the nations.
但奇妙的是神也使用了这条道路让保罗能够走在这条路上来传福音。
Even to the end of the earth.
直走到地极。
Which is Rome at Paul's time.
那在保罗的时候，这个地极就是罗马那里。
So we saw, and it was really moving to me, that the Romans, they marched on Via Appia to conquer the world.
所以对我来说实在是很感动，看到罗马人，他罗马帝国他们在这条道路上前进，是要来占领、攻占这个各处的地方。But
amazingly, God provided the infrastructure so that Paul walked on Via Appia, bring the gospel to conquer the hearts of men.
但是神也奇妙地用了这条道路，让保罗能够走在这条路上，他是要得着人的心。It
was the church was, especially after Stephen's martyrdom, the church was persecuted.
那教会，特别是在斯提凡被害之后，他们受了逼迫。And
it was a time when the Roman emperors, we heard, spent years in the Capri Island in lustful living.
那时候的那个罗马皇帝，他是住在这个卡布里岛上面，过着一个很奢华的生活。And
there was the Emperor Nero, who burned Christians as torches or to light up his parties.
那时候那个皇帝就是尼禄皇帝, 他是一个为他会把基督徒好像火把一样烧着来再点燃庆祝他的那个宴席的那种皇帝。
How could believers bear such agony and suffering?
那实在那时候的信徒们受了何等的痛苦。
I believe that believers had a hope in the Lord.
但是他们实在对,
because their hope is in the Lord who has gone through a suffering and death on the cross for them.
他们的盼望乃是他们知道他们的主也经过了这样的痛苦,
and we wonder, I think throughout the trip, that seeing how Paul has gone through so much, how could he not shrink back under all the dangers and that he encountered?
那在我们这个一路上就想，我也就想到保罗他要经历多少的艰难，并且他在面对这些的时候都没有一点的退后。
Because Paul also had hope.
因为保罗他自己也有那个盼望。
Just like Abraham, Paul was waiting for that city with foundations.
就如同亚伯拉罕一样，保罗也在等候那座有根基的城。
Whose builder and maker is God.
那建造经营的乃是神。
And one particularly dangerous stretch of the journey that Paul took was on his first missionary journey.
那特别我要提到保罗碰到的一个危险是在他第一次布道旅行的时候。
When he walked from Perga to Pisidian Antioch.
那时候从别家要走到比西底的安提阿。
It was a distance that equals the entire distance of the land of Israel from Dan to Beersheba.
那如果这个距离来说，就跟整个以色列从但到别示巴的这个距离是相当的。
And he had to climb from, sea level to 1,200 meters above sea level.
那他要爬从这个海平面要爬到1,200
meters.
Meter 1,200米的这个海拔。
So he described the dangers that he faced in that journey.
那他那时候也形容他在路上所碰到的危险。
And that was from 2 Corinthians 11, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers.
那就是在哥林多后书11章26节那里说，遭江河的危险，盗贼的危险。
And in fact, that was likely the reason that Mark, we know the young brother Mark, he looked at the danger ahead of him, and he abandoned Paul and Barnabas. He went back to Jerusalem.
那也很可能就是在那时候年轻的马可他看到这个危险他就离开了保罗和巴拿巴。
But we thank God there was an ultimate reconciliation and Paul received him in the future.
但我们也知道至终他保罗又接纳了马可。
So we visited, I think in the slides, we also saw Pisidian Antioch.
我们刚才的视频中也有看到比西底的安提阿。
And we stood near where Paul preached his first message in his journeys.
我们就站在那个地方呢，就是保罗起初第一次在那里传道的地方。
And he preached from that high pulpit in that Jewish synagogue.
他就在那个犹太的会堂的这个台上来讲道。
Another reason that Paul was determined to go to Pisidian Antioch was that it was the hometown of a particular Sergius Paulus.
保罗之所以会去比西利的安提阿，乃是因为这个地方是士囚保罗的家。And
who was Sergius Paulus?
那士囚保罗是谁呢?
He was the first convert that Paul had in Cyprus.
他是保罗在居比路，在那里第一个使他得救的人。In
fact, we know that Paul's name was changed from Saul. He used to be called Saul. And he became called as Paul after the conversion of this Sergius Paulus.
其实我们也知道保罗他原来是叫做扫罗，那很可能就是因为这个第一个因着他信主的这个士囚保罗，所以扫罗把名字改成了保罗。And
so there was a practice in Roman times, if you're able to conquer a land or a nation, you can attach the name of that nation into your own name.
因为在罗马帝国的时候，他们有一个啊传统，就是如果你征服了一个什么地方，你就可以把那个地方这个的名字加在你自己的名字上面。
So it's likely Sergius Paulus might have asked Paul to go to his hometown to preach the gospel to his people.
那之后很可能这个使徒保罗，他也请保罗去他的家乡传福音。
And although the suggestion came from a new brother in Christ.
那这就是一个刚刚信主的弟兄对保罗的请求。
But we saw that how Paul was sensitive to this leading by the Holy Spirit.
那保罗他就就注意到圣灵的这个带领。
So in terms of where to go to preach the gospel, so he obeyed and he went.
那他要决定去哪里传福音的时候，他就顺服了这一个。
So we thank the Lord for these 2 weeks. I think I sweated more during those 2 weeks than all my whole entire year.
实在感谢主，为了这两周，我想这两周中我流的汗可能比我一生流的汗都多。
一年。I think as believers in Christ go through many tribulations to enter the kingdom of God.
但我就想到我们做基督徒，我们是经过许多的难阻，但我们要进入那神的国。
But just as Paul has encouraged us, let us hold on to that hope of glory.
实在就像保罗鼓励我们的，我们能够抓住那个有荣耀的盼望。
And we can walk this ancient way to preach the gospel together.
我们能够走在这条好像古老的道路上来继续传福音。
This is my first study tour this year.
这一次是我第一次参加研习之旅。
And the main two words that concluded the trip for me was endurance and faithfulness.
总结这整个研习之旅就是对我来说就两个词，一个是坚持。
第二个词是信实。For Paul, endurance was when he was being threatened, stoned in jail, and shipwrecked, and like many more things.
因为保罗当时他经历了被石头砸、被盗贼的威胁和江河的危险，这些他全部都坚持过去了。
And for us on the trip, it was the 5 a.m. wake up calls, the long bus rides.
对我们来说，我们需要挺过的就是我们早上五点钟要起床的时间和很长的在大巴上面要待的时间。
Also, people getting sick.
还有很多人他们有生病。
And calculating the amount of time we would have at the hotel so we can do our laundry so that it would dry by the next day.
还有就是每天精打细算，我们在每个酒店有多少时间，我们可不可以洗衣服，会不会第二天会不会干。
So on the trip, we saw a lot of Paul's journey, how it was really long and treacherous.
我们这一次研习之旅，我们可以看到保罗他所有的行踪确实是非常非常的长，也非常的艰险。
And he went really far for the sake of the gospel.
他也行了很远的路，为着福音行了很远的路。
For us, we were lucky because we had AC buses, but he had to travel everywhere by foot.
我们是很幸运，因为我们是在一个有空调的大巴上，但是他是得要用他的双脚行出这一段。
And when we were at Perga, our brother shared about all the struggles that Paul faced on his journey.
当我们在别家的时候，我们弟兄有跟我们分享从别家到安提阿这一段路会有多么的艰险。
And maybe Paul was even blind during his journey.
也有可能就是在这一段路上他受伤，可能他眼睛出问题，也就是在这一段路上。
But throughout all the struggles and he still persevered and he continued without complaining.
他尽管说有这么多的艰难，他还是持守他的信心，一路走过来了。
And for faithfulness because Paul originally was going, his plan was to go to Bithynia.
第二个词信实 是因为原来保罗他是想要去 推尼,
but the Holy Spirit told him not to.
然后圣灵跟他说, 不能让他往北走。
And the Lord didn't really explain why he couldn't, but Paul still followed.
当时圣灵没有跟他解释为什么不能往北走，但是他还是听了圣灵的话。
So he went to Troas instead, and it was all part of God's timing.
所以呢，他就去了特罗亚，然后他还是听了神的话。
And he was also thrown in jail.
所以他听了神的话，但是他又到那以后又被扔到狱里去。And
when our brother shared that even when he was in jail, he was singing hymns with the prisoners and they were listening.
所以尽管说他当时被扔到监狱里面去，他还是跟Silas、希拉一起唱诗。
And the inner prison seemed like heaven descended. And yeah.
然后监狱就像是天开了一样。
Yeah. So in life we will have difficulties and trials.
在我们生命里面，我们会碰到不同的困难和失恋。
But this trip showed that throughout everything, that God gives hope to man in trials.
这个旅程让我学到，尽管说我们会遇到困难，神还是会在我们困难中给我们帮助。
And those in Christ have a hope, and it's the greatest hope in man's life.
所以我们这些在基督里面的有盼望，是我们人所有人类最大的盼望。
And going through this journey and seeing Paul's difficulties,
所以走过这个保罗的行踪，看到他所经历的困难。And
like comparing to like today's society and trials, it really doesn't compare.
对比起我们现在经历的困难，我觉得好像一下就觉得我们现在好像没有什么大的困难。
And that it was great to see Paul like his whole journey just to bring the gospel to all these places.
所以我很喜欢可以看到保罗的行踪，可以看到他为福音所行的这些路。
And I'll end with this verse from 2 Corinthians 4:8.
所以我用哥罗西后书。 哥林多后书第四章第八节
We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair.
我们四面受敌却不被困住
Persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed.
心里作难却不致失望
Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies.
遭逼迫却不被丢弃，打倒了却不致死亡。身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的身也显明在我们身上。For
we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh.
因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地。 使耶稣的身在我们这必死的身上显明出来。So
death is at work in us, but life in you.
这样看来，死是在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。Thank
you.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. My name is Haylin.
大家下午好，我的名字叫海宁。
Brother Ray already shared a part of what I want to share, so hopefully it's not too much of a repeat.
我们弟兄已经分享了我本来要分享的一部分，所以我希望我就不重复了。
So this was the first study tour I've ever attended.
所以这是我第一次参加研习之旅。
I actually did not plan on going and signed up very last week.
我原来没有原计划是没有准备去参加，然后最后的那一下我才报名。
So I thank the Lord that through His working in me, I got to go and learn more about Him through Paul.
所以感谢主，通过他在我身上做工，我能够最后参加了这一次研习之旅，可以看到更多关于保罗的事。
So one thing that touched me was the love and willingness that Paul had for his brothers and sisters.
最打动我的一点是保罗他对弟兄姐妹的爱和服侍。
And the effort that Paul put into spreading the gospel.
还有他为了福音所有付出的一切。
So during the tour, a brother shared on Acts 13.
所以在旅途之中，我们有看我们有弟兄分享《使徒行传》十三章。
So in Acts 13, Paul and Barnabas meet a magician, a Jewish false prophet named Bar Jesus.
所以在十三章的巴拿巴和扫罗有碰到这个假传道人叫。Yes, Bar-Jesus.
Now, Bar-Jesus was trying to turn the proconsul named Sergius Paulus away from the faith.
这个假的传道人就想让使徒保罗转背离我们的主耶稣。
So Paul kind of reprimands Bar-Jesus and then Paul blinds him.
所以当时保罗就斥责了他，然后让使他眼睛瞎掉。
So after witnessing this, Sergius Paulus believed in the word that Paul and Barnabas were proclaiming.
当使徒保罗看到这一切之后，他就相信了。
So the brother on the tour shared how it was possible that after that encounter with the proconsul.The proconsul asked Paul to go to Pisidian Antioch to share the gospel with his relatives.
所以我们弟兄就跟我们说，可能就是因为这位使徒保罗，他要求他想请保罗和巴拿巴去他的故乡去传福音，所以他们就往那个方向走了。
So that's what Paul did. At the request of the proconsul and the leading of the Holy Spirit, he went.
所以就因为这个请求和圣灵带领，保罗和巴拿巴就往这个方向行。
So he sailed from Paphos to Perga, and from Perga he went to Pisidian Antioch.
所以他们从巴摩岛到别加，坐船到别加，然后从别加陆行爬山到Antioch.
So now the journey from Perga to Pisidian Antioch was no easy trek.
从别家到安提亚这一段路是一个非常非常困难的一条路。
The terrain was mountainous and dangerous, and it would have taken Paul 14 days on foot to make that journey.
所以整个是一个山脉，他们爬的其实是一个山脉，然后整个行程如果他是用走的话，大概要14天。
In fact, this was probably the reason why Mark decided to leave Paul and Barnabas.
所以也就是马可当时看到以后就决定他不继续跟他们往前行。
I wish I could put up a picture for you, brothers and sisters, just so that you can see the magnitude of this journey.
如果可以，我是想让大家看一个图，就能知道这到底有多远一条路。
So Paul's part of willingness made me question and think about my own part of willingness.
看到保罗愿意为主付出这么多，让我开始想一下自己对主到底愿意付出多少。
I thought about the times I was asked to serve in this way or serve in that way, and I was not always willing.
我想起当有人会问我愿不愿意做这方面的服侍或那方面的服侍，我有时候可能会觉得很不情愿。
However, from Paul, I can see just how much love he had for his brothers and sisters and his willingness to go and serve and to testify.
但是看到保罗他愿意为这位使徒保罗而行这么远的一条路为福音的缘故行这么艰难的一条路
Paul had such an outpouring of love, a love that can only be sourced from the Lord.
保罗有何等倾倒的爱为着这弟兄姐妹交奠在这一条路上。
And it will be quite a learning journey of love and sacrifice for me and honestly for all of us.
对我来说这一条路是一条学习如何爱如何奉献的一条路。
But may the Lord's love overflow from us just like it did with Paul.
愿主的爱也从我们身上倾倒出来就像他当时是用保罗来倾倒出来在弟兄姐妹身上。
Okay, thank you.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. My name is Corey.
弟兄姐妹早, 我的名字叫 Corey.
And the thing I want to share from the study tour is not a particular place or site, but rather the journey as a whole.
我想要分享的不是任何一个地方,而是整个行程。
And the Lord showed me through this journey that His grace is sufficient for us.
主让我看见,借着这一次的旅行,祂的恩典是够我用的。
So some brothers and sisters here may know and may have received an email asking for prayer for the study tour.
这里的弟兄姐妹有可能收到了一个电邮,就是为这个研习之旅祷告的邮件。Because
very early on during the trip, we've encountered several spiritual battles and difficulties.
因为就在这个旅行的开始,我们就已经碰到有几件好像是一些挫败,一些后退的事。So
on the very first day of the trip, several young people got really sick, and particularly there were these two young boys, and one having a fever of
106 degrees.
And despite giving them medication, we just could not get his temperature to go down. And we know that 106 degrees fever is really life-threatening, and we were thinking we need to send it boy to the hospital immediately.
我们知道106的高烧是非常危险的,我们需要去医院。
And then on the very same day, during lunch, we learned that one of the serving brothers' father back at home also suddenly became conscious and passed away very suddenly.
然后我们在也是开始的几天,我们也知道了就是有一位服侍的弟兄,他的父亲就是很突然的就是被主接去。
And all of this all happened on the first day of the trip.
这都是在我们开始的研习之旅的头一天。
And I was asking myself, like, why is all this happening to us all of a sudden?
所以我就问我自己为什么这些事情忽然发生在我们身上。
But I remember one of the brothers actually mentioned something, and he said, you know, the theme of this year's trip is in the footsteps of Paul, and Paul's journey was not an easy one, and perhaps through these circumstances, the Lord has a lesson he wants us to learn, just like Paul.
结果弟兄有提醒我们,就是我们这一次研习之旅的主题就是跟随使徒的足迹或者脚踪,那个他的使徒的脚踪是不容易的,不容易行走的。So
I kept that thought at the back of my mind.
所以我就在脑子里想。And
so over the, we were encouraged to pray very often and turn to the Lord during the trip.
所以我们整个旅程,我们就经常被提醒,我们需要回到主跟前,我们需要向他祷告。And
over the trip, we just seen how gracious the Lord has been.
然后借着这个研习之旅,我们看见我们的主是何等恩待我们。So
on the trip, it just happened that one of the brothers on the bus was a pediatrician.
我们这一次的就是有一个大巴上面的有一个是小儿科医生。
And we know that this was the Lord's arrangement and provision, and he happened to be on the exact same bus as the boy who had the high fever.
我们真是发现这是神的奇妙的安排，因为他就坐在那个发高烧的那个孩子车上。
And so when we realized there was a pediatrician, we asked him to examine the boys. And after doing so, he told us that the illness was probably due to a stomach virus and not a medical emergency that needed to go to the hospital.
所以他，我们就请他看这个孩子，然后他检查他之后，他相信这个有可能是一个有一些病毒的问题所以他不需要去医院。
So after a while, we heard news that the boys were getting better.
所以后来我们就听到这些孩子们都比较好起来。
But then a few days later, we heard that one of the boys was feeling very sick again, and we probably needed to send them to the hospital to get checked again.
可是过了几天，我们又听到有一个孩子他又不舒服，他有可能需要去医院。
And that day happened to be a Sunday, and the next day was actually a Turkish holiday. And so normally it's really, really hard to get someone to the hospital to get medical treatment immediately on a weekend or a holiday.
因为那天是个主日，然后在下一天呢，又是在土耳其的一个假日，所以在那种时候，在土耳其非常困难能够找到医生。
Especially if you're a foreign traveler trying to get medical treatment.
特别你是国外来的，你需要一些医药上的帮助。
But you know what was so miraculous is that somehow one of our tour guides knew a doctor.And he was able to call the medical team to come directly to the hotel.
所以我们非常奇妙的就是我们的一个导游他认识一个医生他就可以安排就是他来到我们的旅馆他就带了一些医药的设备。
Yeah, and not only was the doctor able to come directly to the hotel, but this doctor had every single test and equipment on him, blood work,ultrasound, IV. So he was able to do a complete comprehensive test on the boy that was sick.
这一个医生他不单单带来了一些需要的东西，他有所有就是需要做的检验的东西包括你的点滴，包括你的一些做的检验所以。
And so I really believe that this is really a miracle from the Lord and that it's his provision and his arrangement.
我真是衷心的相信这是主安排的他让这些事情就是发生在我们眼前。
And even for the serving brother whose father passed away, just to see how the Lord comforted, encouraged, and sustained him so he could continue to serve.
就像那一位我们服侍主的那个弟兄他的父亲一样也是在提醒我们如何我们要服侍主。
So on the last day of the main tour, I learned this hymn, which we couldn't sing earlier, but I'll read the line to it because it really stood out to me.
我们最后一天我们学了一首诗歌，我愿意把这个诗歌念给大家听。
So the hymn says, Many times I'm tried and tested as I travel day by day.
我们在旅行的每一天我们都是在一些试炼跟困难当中。
And often I meet with pain and sorrow and trouble.
我经常面对的是一些窘迫，是一些失望的日子。
But we have this sweet assurance that my soul, the Lord will lead.
可是我们却有一个美好的盼望我们主会带领我。
And in him there is strength for every need.
在他里头能够面对我们需要的各样的供应。
And so from the trip, I was really able to see how the Lord was the one leading us.And in him there was strength for every need and hope every day.
所以我非常感谢主在我们研习之旅我们看见主的供应他真是每一天都能够供应我们需要的主。
And the chorus of that hymn says, Oh, his grace is sufficient for me.
在这个副歌里头他说他的恩典是够我们用的。
And his love is abundant and free.
他的爱是丰盛的是白白的。
And what joy fills my soul just to know that His grace is sufficient for me.
我的魂真是满了喜乐，因为他的恩典够我用。
And maybe what we've experienced is compared to Paul may be very insignificant compared to sufferings he had gone through.
我们如果跟保罗所经过的一些苦难比较的话，或许不算什么。
Yeah, we learned that Paul went through so many difficulties, right? Some brothers were sharing about the path from Perga to Antioch Pisidia.
我们听见他经过了如何何等的苦难。我们刚刚有提到，他从别家一直走到比西底安提亚。
He was stoned and he was persecuted.
他被石头打，他被迫害。
But what Paul also learned through his experience, as he writes in 2 Corinthians 12:9.
保罗他还是在哥林多后书的12章。
Says, Paul writes that, My grace, the Lord's grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness.
Which verse?
9.
Oh, verse 9. 他对我说，我的恩典供你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
Yeah, what I want to share.
这是我要分享。
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，下午好。
My name is Philip.
我的名字叫 Philip.
I actually wanted to read the verse that Emily read earlier in 2 Corinthians.
我其实是想要读刚才 Emily 姐妹读的哥林多后书。
And so because of time, I will not read it again.
因为时间的缘故，我就不再读。
And I think many brothers and sisters already shared about some of the difficulties that we encountered during this trip.
我想弟兄姐妹已经听到我们这段旅行真是碰到许多难处。
And indeed, from my experience, I have to say that this trip definitely...felt different from some of the trips in the past.
在我经验里头，这一次的旅行正是与以前的一些非常的不一样。
Well, on one hand, we did encounter a lot of difficulties and challenges.
虽然在某一方面，我们的确是经历这许多的难处。
But on the other hand, as our brother shared, that we really experienced the Lord's grace in during the whole 2 weeks.
可是就像我们弟兄所分享的，我们在两个礼拜里面，我们真是经历到主的恩典。
And I think, well, it's not my first time going to these places.
这不是我第一次去这些地方。
But this time in particular, I really had the sense of just how far Paul walked to preach the gospel to all these different locations.
可是这一次我特别感受到保罗是走了何等远的路来传福音到这些地方。
For us, it may have been a late arrival to a hotel followed by a very early morning the next day.
对我们来说，我们有可能很晚到一个旅馆，然后第二天早上要很早起来。
But for Paul, I would have been walking this entire journey by foot, over days and weeks and months.
可是对保罗来说，他是十多天、十多月这样子需要行走的这些旅程。
And indeed, we truly are very encouraged to see just how Paul was willing to go to all of these places for the sake of the gospel.
我们真是非常感动，保罗他为了福音的缘故，他走行走去这些地方。
Whether it was the fact that he had to go to Antioch of Pisidia to preach the gospel there.
就如同他必须去比西底的安提阿去传福音。
Or that he had to go to Macedonia because the Lord directed him there.
或许他一定要去马其顿，因为主带他过去。
Or how he truly hoped to go to Rome so that he could preach the gospel to the ends of the earth.
或许他一定要去罗马，叫他福音可以传到地极。
And how even though sometimes the way he got to those places wasn't exactly the way he might have planned or intended.
有的时候他去那些地方的方法其实并不是他本来计划的。
For example, when he went to Rome, he didn't go joyfully, but he went in chains.
譬如说他去罗马的时候，他不是喜乐去，而是带着锁链去的。
But regardless, we see how it really was the Lord directing his way and not Paul directing his own way.
可是我们实在看到，不是保罗在走他自己的脚步，而是主在带领他。
And in some ways, during our trip, we could also see how the Lord was the one directing our paths, even making changes that perhaps we didn't originally anticipate.
所以我们在旅程当中，我们也思想到，实在是主在指挥我们的每一天每一个脚步。
And maybe for time, I'll just share one very short example.
因为时间的缘故，我就分享一个很小的例子。
So earlier, our brother mentioned how there was that one day where the doctor came to treat that boy who had the stomach problems and the fevers.
就我们弟兄刚刚有分享，有一天那个医生他来来看顾这一个生病的孩子。
So actually, the evening before,
就在那个之前的晚上
we had originally made a change in our schedule to try to make the next day easier.
我们其实改变了一下我们的行程，叫第二天的行程比较好。
So we went to Ephesus first.
所以我们就先去了以弗所。
Or we tried to.
我们试着要去。
But actually, because there was some concert going on in that archaeological site.
可是在那个考古区里头，他们竟然有一个音乐会。
And so it was impossible to find parking in the parking lot, and the line was completely full, and there was no way we could get in.
我们这么停车场都不能停车，我们也很多人，所以没办法进去。
And so what that meant was we had to drive north. So we left Ephesus and we went north to our hotel.
所以我们就离开了以弗所，我们往北去了我们旅馆。
And so the second day, that means now we have to come back south to Ephesus before we went north to continue our journey.
所以我们第二天等于是要往南去以弗所, 然后再继续往北。
And also that second day,
第二天呢?
Right before we were going to have an early departure to go to Ephesus,
本来我们要很早的去以弗所,
and then one of the buses broke down.
那一个大巴就坏掉了。
And so because of that, we were delayed by an hour or two, or about an hour.
我们就被延迟了差不多一两个小时。
But actually, we realized later was that this whole cancellation of the previous day, along with that delay, was actually the Lord's timing.
我们发觉这个前一天不能去以弗所跟后来被延迟，其实都是主的时间安排。
Because it was because of that delay that the doctors had time to come check on that boy.
就是因为有这样的延迟，那个医生可以过来检查那个孩子。
And because we went south,
因为我们往南走,
and still had to go back north. So that meant that after the doctors were done checking that boy, then the boy could be sent directly north to our next destination.
所以在医生检查孩子以后呢，那个孩子可以直接的往北，就是跟我们一起。
And so there would be no extra rerouting to make everything work.
我们就不需要再做别的安排。
And so we see how even in this matter, we see how the Lord was sovereign and the Lord, indeed, His grace was sufficient. And so through this trip, I think I was very much encouraged of how the Lord was leading us.
As Brother said, I'll steal 10 minutes that I cannot return to you guys.
我要再跟大家借10分钟, 我没有办法还给你们。
My heart is pounding so fast, so I had to come up.
我的心跳得很厉害, 所以我一定要上来。
My name is Paying.
我的名字叫佩英。
Also the first time going to the tour.
也是第一次参加研习之旅。
I'm sure you guys all know how difficult the trip was and everything from all the sharing before.
我想你听这些分享, 你已经知道这个研习之旅是不容易。
So for me, the thing that touched me was actually a location.
摸到我心的其实是一个某一个地点。
When I was translating before, I was saying 2 Colossians because my heart was in Colossians.
刚才我说到好像是哥罗西后书，因为我的心其实在哥罗西上面。
So really quickly, I will read 2 Colossians 4, verse 13.
我很快的读一下哥罗西4章第13节。
And 15.
还有第15节,
for I bear him witness that he has a great deal for you, and those who are in Laodicea, and those in Hierapolis.
他为你们和老底嘉，并希拉波利的弟兄多多的劳苦， 这是我可以给他做见证的。
Okay, for time's sake, I'll just stay here. So I was not aware that the Church of Colossae and Laodicea, and there is also this other church called Hierapolis. They are very close to each other.
我们一直不知道，就是这个老底嘉、哥罗西跟希拉波利，他们是三个非常非常靠近的教会。
They're in the shape of a triangle, and they're just within 5 or 10 miles away from each other.
他们好像是一个三角形，他们也只距离彼此差不多十个英里。
So as you can see, when Paul writes letter to them, he also later on tells them, read my letter also at the church of Laodicea.
所以保罗写信给他们，他也说就是把我的信也是读在老底嘉的教会。
So when we were at Hierapolis, we had a message.
我们在希拉波利的时候有一个分享。
It was a tall mountain, and we looked down into a valley right beneath us.
我们在一个山上，然后我们可以看到底下的山谷。
And then the brother said, "You see that white patch? That's Laodicea."
我们的导游说，你看到那个一片白的吗？那个就是老底嘉的位置。
And same thing when we are Laodicea, when we look back, we can see the other church.
所以我们在老底嘉的时候，我们也可以回来看那个教会。
In the video before, you saw that there was this. I don't know if you saw the there was a patch when people had their pants up. They were walking in water.
我不知道你有没有看到，有一些弟兄姐妹在刚才影片里头，他们在水里头走路。
So Hierapolis had a hot spring which has healing power.
那个希拉波利呢，他们有一些热泉，他们好像有一些医疗方面的功用。
In the ancient world, they were well known for that.
在古代的世界，他们是非常文明的。
And then, Colossae, which is south of it, had cold spring.
这个哥罗西呢是在他们的南部，他们是有这个冷的泉。
So in the summer, people like to go there for refreshment.
所以在夏天的时候呢，人们就喜欢去这个哥罗西能够有这个冷泉。
But at Laodicea, it doesn't have anything.
可是老底家呢，他却没有这些。
And some people say when you bring the hot water from Hierapolis or the cold water from Colossae to Laodicea, it will become lukewarm by the time it gets there.
所以有些人就说，如果你把那个在希拉波利的热水跟或者是哥洛西的冷水把它带到这个老底家的话，也就变成温水。
Hence, when the people at Laodicea, if they were to see in the Revelation, when it talked about their church saying that you're neither hot or cold, you're lukewarm, they get it right away.
所以你跟就是老底家教会，就像在启示录里头说，你又不冷不热，就像温水一样，他们马上就理解的。
And that's the other. I don't have time to read what the Lord said about this church in Revelation.
我没有时间读在启示录里头神。讲到关于这个教会。
The other point, the other main point it made about them is they think that they're very rich.
可是另外一点就是他们以为自己非常富有。
And at that time, in the ancient world, they are a very rich city.
在古时候他们的确是很富足的地方。
And ironically, the things that the Lord asked them to buy from him are the things that they have plenty of.
很奇妙的，神要他们买的东西其实都是他们有很多的东西。
Like the gold refined by fire.
就像是火炼的金子。
They thought they had plenty of gold.
他们以为他们有很多金子。
And also the eye salve.
还有一些眼药。
They were also well known for their eye salve.
他们的眼药也非常闻名。
But the Lord said, no, you need the real one from me.
可是主却说，你需要从我这里来。
And during the trip, the brother also mention our current state as our generation of church right now.
在我们旅行里头，我们弟兄也提醒我们，现在我们教会的光景。
I guess especially apply to those of us in the States. We don't really go through much persecution per se.
特别是在我们美国的教会，我们并不是好像经过很多的迫害。
We're pretty well off materialistically, and you know, even in everything like spiritual material and everything, we feel like we're pretty well off.
所以在物质上我们都没有什么缺乏，所以我们觉得好像邻里我们也是都蛮好的。
But the brother reminded us that this is what the enemy wants us to fall into, the state of lukewarm and the state of spiritual mediocrity.
所以我们的弟兄就提醒我们，这就是我们仇敌希望我们能够对我们现在的生活满足，也在属灵上有一个平庸。
So, the Lord really opened my eyes when I physically saw the Church of Laodicea.
所以当我用肉眼看见老底家教会的时候，主真是开我的眼睛。
And he, I guess, shook me that I need to be awake out of this sense of I think I am good at where I am.
我想主真是震动了我，我让我就是发现我自己以为自己多么的富足。
That we shouldn't think that we're rich.
我们不应当想我们自己是多么富足。
And may the Lord also just wake us out of this spiritual mediocrity.
求主真是让我们从这样子的属灵的平庸里头能够苏醒过来。
Even the time is running late, I hope that it is worth it.
虽然我们有一点晚，可是我盼望这些时间都是值得的。
And as our brothers and sisters share from the beginning of the trip to the end, we see the hands of God. We see His grace and His faithfulness and His provision.
就像我们弟兄姐妹分享的，我们在旅行当中都见证到神对我们的恩典，对我们的供应。
And I'll just read one verse to close the time.
我读一节经节，我们来结束我们的时间。
Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传第二十章。
20:23.
二十章的二十三节。
23:24. Except that the Holy Spirit testified to me in every city that imprisonment and affliction await me, but I do not count my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I receive from the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of grace of God.
但知道圣灵在各城里向我指证，说有捆锁与患难等待我，我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
Apostle Paul knows there's a danger, there's an imprisonment, there are hardship wait for him, and yet he did not shrink back.
使徒保罗他知道在他前面有许多捆锁跟患难在等待他，可是他没有退后。
And he was faithful to what the Lord entrusted to him to preach the gospel of the grace of God and also His kingdom.
使徒保罗他对于神托给他的福音跟他的事工，他能够忠心到底。
May the heavenly vision capture Apostle Paul, may also capture our hearts.
真是愿意那。捕捉到保罗的那天上的异象，也一样的捕捉到我们的心。
Let's end the meeting with a prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus, how we thank you and praise you for you are indeed faithful.
主，我们何等赞美感谢你，因为你真是信实的。
Lord, we thank you so much for your loving kindness, for the provision of this trip to our brothers and sisters.
主，你何等的恩慈。你对待这一次研习之旅的弟兄姐妹。
But also, Lord, to each one of us who have heard that, Lord, truly, that you are the living God.
主更是每一位听到你是那活神。
May we be faithful to the burden and the ministry that you have given to each one of us.
求主让我们能够在你托给我们的侍奉。
May we just like Paul, with that one goal is to run the race with endurance.
真是让我们像保罗一样，他真是有一件事，就是要结束他的旅程。
And have that hope to see you one day face to face.
他并且有一个盼望，能够看面对面看到。
We commit the fruit of the trip to you.
我们为这一次旅程的果子，我们仰望你。
And we commit each one.Of us and also the family to your mighty hands.
把我们每一个人，我们的家都放在你的恩手中。
May you receive all the glory and honor.
愿意你得着一切的荣耀
跟赞美。In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.